Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and 9 months FY23 earnings conference call of Star Cement Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Yashasri. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q3 FY23 call of Star Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Executive Director, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, CFO of Star Cement. I would like to mention on behalf of Star Cement and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on this conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future developments and the current performance. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors that may cause the actual developments and the results to differ materially from the statements made. Star Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of the company for the opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka. I am the Executive Director of Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of quarter three. I have Mr. Manoj Agarwal with me, who is the CFO of the company. His colleague will give out the numbers for quarter three, and then we can have the Q&A session. Thank you.
Hello, friends. A very good evening. We, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our conference call for discussing our numbers for quarter three financial year 2023 and the nine months ended December 2022. We'd just like to take you through the Q3 numbers followed by the year-to-date numbers. Starting from the clinker production during the quarter ended December 2022, we have produced 7.39 lakh tons of clinker as against 5.24 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as the cement production is concerned, we have produced 9.21 lakh tons this quarter as against 8.57 lakh tons same quarter last year. Now I would like to take you through the sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 9.08 lakh tons of cement and no clinker as against 8.62 lakh tons of cement and 0.12 lakh tons of clinker same quarter last year. This is as far as cement and clinker sales are concerned. As far as the geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 6.62 lakh tons of as against 6.35 lakh tons during the same quarter last year. And as far as Northeast is concerned, we have sold 2.46 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 2.29 lakh same quarter last year. In terms of blend cement, it is almost 5% is OPC and the rest is PPC. These are the quantitative numbers of the quarter. Now I would like to take you through the financials. The total revenue figures this quarter is around 617 crores as against 554 crores same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of 120 crores as against 75 crores last year. PAT is rupees 53 crores as against 44 crores in the same period last year. This is on account of increased tax expense due to the sunset of tax exemption period in the respect of company, Guwahati unit, and in its subsidiary, Star Cement Meghalaya Limited. However, cash outflow will be MAT only. On the per EBITDA front, it is rupees 1324 during this quarter against 853 same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers for the third quarter are. The total revenue figures for the 9 months ended December 22 is around 1875 crores as against 1471 crores same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, during the 9 months ended December 22, we have done an EBITDA of around 342 crores as against 256 crores last year. PAT is 151 crores against 158 crores same period last year. PAT is down due to the increased income tax as explained before. On the per ton EBITDA front, it is rupees 1229 during the 9 months ended December 22 as against 1337 as per ton same period last year. These are the quarterly and 9 month numbers. Now I request all of you that if you have any query, you can ask the same, and I will request Vaibhav to moderate the query wherever it requires. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to only use handsets while asking a question. We have a question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers, particularly on operating performance front. So my first question is a couple of data points, trade share, premium share, and the lead distance for this quarter.
So, you know, the So, you know, our trade share was about 92% and non-trade was 8%. So we have reduced, I mean, YOY we have reduced, like we discussed in the last call as well, that we've been reducing our non-trade share. You know, so compared to last year, same quarter, we have reduced it from 11% to 8% this quarter. Whereas the premium share has remained about 4.5%. So, you know, our premium product, which is ARC, we have sold 4.5%, you know, of our overall. And your last question regarding the lead distance has come down from 224 to 211 kilometers.
So now, first coming on the volume front. So last time we mentioned that we are looking at close to 4 million ton volume for this year. So till now we have done 2.78. So to achieve this number, we need a close to 1.22 million ton in fourth quarter. So are we able to do that? Or maybe slightly lower 3.9 million ton that we are looking at, and for FY24 we were looking at double digit growth. So is there any change in stance there?
No, so I think you know, we are in line with achieving the targets, so we should be achieving about, you know, about 4 million or more this financial year. And for the next, I think the estimates remain the same. We are looking for a double-digit growth number for the next financial year, sir.
Okay. In terms of the pricing, how we have seen in this quarter and now in January till today, is there any price increase in Northeast and East that we have seen, or likely to see a further price increase?
So, I mean, you know, in October, mainly because of the festival, the demand was very poor. So, because of that, there could not be a very significant price increase, you know, which normally takes place in quarter three. But December was good in terms of pricing. You know, and we do see by end of quarter three that the prices are generally increasing by about 10 rupees. And that impact, of course, will be sustained in quarter four and will reflect in quarter four profits.
Okay, so you mean 10 rupees increase from the exit of December will continue for the fourth quarter?
Yeah, because the prices in October, November did not increase. In December, in the second, third week it increased. So basically quarter three did not really see the effect of the increase in prices that much. So I think that entire effect will be shown and will be reflecting in quarter four.
Okay, but in January until now, nothing, no price hike, neither in it.
Yeah, so January again, you know, was not, in terms of demand, it was all right. There was not a very strong demand in the market in general. So the recent prices have not really increased in January. They have been very sluggish. There was no increase in prices in January. There may be some increase in price in Feb, but, you know, we can't really comment about it, because we don't have enough data points.
Okay. Now on the costing front, so two things. First, in terms of the fuel mix for this quarter, what was spot, FSA, Nagaland coal, and AFR, and on the per kcal basis, what was the number?
Yeah. So our Nagaland coal was about about 25%, and the FSA was about 5%, 5 to 6%, and then the imported coal was about 50%. Imported or auction coal was about 50%.
Okay, and on per kcal basis, what was the number last Q2 was 2.1. So this quarter, what was the number, and how do we see in the fourth quarter? So currently, what's the number running? So because we were looking at a significant increase, because our change in inventory is also a number, though power and fuel per pure has declined in this quarter QOQ, but change in inventory has increased. So just wanted to understand on that point.
Yeah. So I think the average cost that we had in Q3 was of about 2.09 rupees per GCV. So it was it was almost the same as what it was last year. It was the same as quarter two. This year, this quarter, we are expecting that it is going to reduce by about 10%.
Okay. Lastly, on the last.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Lastly, on the expansion, just to recheck, is there any change in terms of the timeline? So, 3 million clinker ton clinker in Meghalaya, we were looking at December 23, January 24 was the starting date, and 2 million ton each in Silchar and Guwahati by June and October. So is there any change, and also the capex, how much we have spent out of 2,100 crore, and how much more likely to be spent in this fourth quarter, and for 24 we are looking at 1,000 odd crore. So I just wanted to recheck on all these numbers.
Yeah, so we are looking to get the clinker plant by Jan 2024, like how we discussed in the last call. The grinding unit in Guwahati should be coming in between October and November, and the grinding unit in Silchar may be a little delayed. It may not come in June. It may come in August of next year.
Okay. And in terms of the capex, so out of total 2,100 crore, how much till now we have spent, and how much more to be spent in fourth quarter? So last time we told around 700 crore total capex in FY23 and 1,000 crore in FY24.
So we have till now spent about 200 crores. Of the 2,100 crores capex. Company. And in quarter four, we expect to spend about 300 to 350 crores.
Okay. So, and next year, sir?
The next year, of course, if the plant is coming in Jan, then I think, from the initial quarters, quarter one and quarter two of next year, most of the payments will start going.
Okay. So out of 2,100 crore, as we mentioned, 200 crore spent, another maybe 300, 350. So 550, so close to 1,500-1,600 crore would be the capex in FY24.
Yeah. So I mean, Silchar would be, of course, in the next financial year, like I said, because Silchar is a bit delayed. So out of the 2,200, 500 crores is for Silchar. So we can kind of subtract that. So the capex that you will really see ramping up, till Jan next year, would be about 1,600. Out of the 1,600, we've already spent about 200, and 350 would be in quarter four. So the remaining would be divided in the three quarters, which till Jan next year.
Okay. And last, what is the net cash number as on December?
It's 548 crores.
548. And what was the gross debt?
We don't have any debt as of now.
I mean even the current date also, the short term debt also.
No, nothing of that sort.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shyam from Franklin Templeton. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Hope
Mr.
I'm audible.
Shyam, I'm sorry. Can you use your handset, please?
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. My question is, with demand somewhat plateauing to stabilizing and cost coming down, do we see the industry prices, cement prices going down from here, or how do we think of, how to think of prices? Because we are seeing the cost reduction due to commodity tailwinds. So do we look to pass through some of these cost benefits in an effort to, you know, gain market share per se? How do we think about it?
So, I mean, right now, for cement, it is, you know, quarter first of the season, right? So I think, the season demand is very strong right now. And we do expect that, you know, in quarter four, the demand remains strong because of the, you know, because it's just the best time, best quarter for the cement industry. So I think because of the seasonal demand, I don't think the prices will start falling in at least quarter four. I think if there would be any impact of, you know, cost reduction on the prices, that would be in quarter one next year.
Okay.
You know, so I think that's the estimate, you know, what I think the demand would be like. And I think the demand going forward is strong. So if the demand remains strong, you know, in Northeast and outside Northeast, then I think, you know, we may not see a very steep fall in the prices.
Okay. Okay. But, I mean, we would, I mean, ideally, industry would look to share some of the cost benefits with the end customers. Is that assumption right?
You know, I think it really depends, right? It really depends on how the competition shapes up and how much scope there is to share, right?
Okay.
So right now, for most of the cement companies, besides this quarter, they were not earning very well. So I think it just depends on how much, you know, there is to share, I think, in some ways. And, you know, and I think in quarter four, at least, that is not going to happen just because of the demand. So I'm not saying the prices may increase very drastically, so it may not, it will definitely not reduce in quarter four. Quarter, you know, one, you know, it's a bit unsure. It really depends on how the demand pans out.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much, sir, and all, and best wishes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a question from the line of Chandresh Malpani from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So, firstly, sir, can you give the breakup of sales growth into volumes and realization quarter on quarter basis?
Just a second.
You went there.
Yeah, so I think in quarter three, the volume was 9,07,000 roughly. And in quarter two, the volume was 8,91,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and what was the second part of the question? Sorry?
In value terms also. What was the volume and value cost?
I can't really hear you properly. Can you just repeat it once? Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of volumes and realization growth was my question.
Okay. So, I mean, in terms of realization, you know, we haven't, you know, I'll have to get back to you with that number. It's not really in front of me. You mean NCR, right? Realization.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, sir.
It is, you know, in quarter two, it was 6,642, and in quarter three, it was 6,797.
Okay. And, sir, you mentioned that on quarter four, your GCV value will reduce by 10%. So, is it after considering the waste heat recovery system in place?
Sorry, can you repeat the question again? It's not, you're not coming across.
Can you please use your handset, Mr. Malpani?
Yeah, now am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sir, you mentioned on power cost, quarter four GCV value will reduce by 10%. So is it after considering the waste heat recovery system?
Yes, it is, you know, considering the waste heat recovery system. We were expecting, you know, the waste heat recovery system to be commissioned in Jan. But it is going to be commissioned in Feb. So this month we will be commissioning the waste heat recovery, and we can see the entire benefit from March onwards.
Okay, and sir, lastly, you mentioned price hike of rupees 10. So you can break up in Northeast and outside Northeast. What was the price hike?
So I mean, roughly it was broadly the same. You know, so it happened in different times of the quarter. But at the end of it, I think by December, both markets had roughly increased by about 10 rupees.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Kayan from Kayan Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tushar.
Hi.
So my question is regarding the shares, promoter's shares. So for this quarter, we see that promoter has sold some shares, 0.4%. This is surprising to me given that last year did a buyback and doing such an aggressive capex. So even for little amount of shares, so could you throw some light why there's been a share sale from the promoters?
So I think, you know, in Star Cement as well, there are about 3 to 4 promoters, right? So right. I think, you know, and then sometimes they may, I mean, most of them are actually buying it if you see the list. There's one particular family which may be selling. So I think that is mainly because they may require it for some other purpose, for their personal purpose. But there's nothing which, you know, is, you know, I think the other promoters are buying it mainly.
Okay. Thank you so much for the clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a question from the line of Mahesh Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
We can hear you, but can you use your handset, please?
Yeah. I just wanted to ask, what kind of price hike can we expect in quarter four?
So, I mean, right now, you know, in Jan, we did not have a price hike. In Feb, you know, I don't see a price hike happening in the next 1 week or 10 days. You know, it just really depends on how the demand picks up. Right now, the demand is pretty average. If the demand really picks up by end of Feb, then I think we can expect a hike. Otherwise, I think the prices may remain stable as it is.
Okay, and I wanted to know, what is the fuel mix?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What is the fuel mix?
A fuel mix. So I think we, you know, like, just a second. So, you know, so I mean, it is broadly about, you know, 25% is coming from Nagaland. So it's all coal, right? So I think it's basically majorly coal. And then we're using some of, you know, bamboo as well. So we use about 15% of biomass, and then the rest of it is coal, and the coal are coming from different sources.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Uttam Kumar Shrimal from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my question pertains to our delivery unit. So what has been current capacity utilization, and what kind of capacity utilization we are seeing in quarter four from Siliguri unit?
So I mean, you know, the capacity utilization has basically been about 55% for quarter three. You know, and then and it was very similar YOY last year as well. So I think, you know, in Siliguri, in terms of production, we have not been producing more from Siliguri. And there is a reason for that as well. because, you know, we have tried to cut down on markets which were, you know, not giving us good contribution, you know, and where we didn't see the contribution potential to preserve the unit margins. And because of that, you know, we even though in the markets that we serve, we have seen a good growth, but overall in category, the utilization has not improved because we have cut down on some markets.
Okay, so this will, you mean to say the utilization will remain around 55% in quarter four only?
No, so I think because quarter four is always in terms of volume much better than quarter three, so we can expect about 65% in quarter four.
Okay, okay, okay. And sir, in terms of your premium cement, it's around 4%. And this was what was in previous quarter also. So have we doing something more to increase our premium brand?
No, so I think you're completely right. So we are about 4.5% right now. And, you know, we are, you know, focusing to increase it to 7-8%. That's the target that the marketing team is, you know, following. And we should achieve that.
Okay. And, sir, in terms of WHRS, which we just said it will be commissioned by this month only.
Yeah, so by 7, we should be commissioning it.
Okay. So what kind of savings we are expecting in FY24 from WHRS plant?
What kind of savings?
Yeah.
You know, savings we are expecting of about, you know, 4 crores per month savings. So that would be about, you know, 45 to 48 crores a year.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir, that's all from my side and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A final reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Parth Bowser from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So I just wanted to understand that is Petcoke viable at all our plants? Can we like switch to Petcoke?
I mean, Petcoke is definitely viable, you know, to a certain fuel mix. And, you know, we could, but I think the price of petcoke just is very expensive at the moment. So we would really be looking for petcoke price to come down. Otherwise, there's no really benefit of using petcoke.
On kcal basis, if I look at petcoke right now, on current prices, based on RIL's number, so it comes to around 2.3 rupees per kcal. So isn't it more viable, like more cheaper than your coal?
Yeah, no, I think it also depends on like what is close to your plant, right? So I think if the coal sources are closer to a plant, then the landed cost of, you know, fuel is decided, right? So I think that way, petcoke is a little more expensive than coal landed to a plant.
So, but have we like ever tried to, you know, like on landed basis, you're saying that it is more expensive than coal. That is the conclusion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and so the coal mix, you said that 25% is Nagaland coal, FSA is 5 to 6%, imported or auction coal is 50%, the rest is biomass, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And WHRS, once it commissions, so what do you, what share of, you know, green energy do you expect from WHRS, maybe, you know, after a year of operation?
So, I mean, you know, in our clinker plant, we have about 26 megawatt of megawatt hour of consumption of power. So out of that, I think we expect about 40 to be substituted by WHRS, and about 25% to be substituted with bamboo. So we expect that, you know, of the clinker, you know, power utilization, it would be about 65, and overall utilization, it would be about 50%.
Okay, and so 40 was WHRS, 25 you said was what?
Bamboo. So we're running our thermal plants using bamboo. So that's also green.
Okay. So that is, okay, got it. And also, sir, just one clarification, this change in inventory, this number, so is it like all fuel, high cost fuel? I guess the number is around 34 crores, the change in inventory number. So if you could like throw some light, because I didn't get like what is it?
So the fuel that is in the inventory is not really a high cost. The average GCV of the fuel in the inventory is the same as what the average was for quarter three.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is an adjustment that you got this time around.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect, sir. Thank you so much for your answers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Maybe if I would have missed earlier in your comments, what was the per kilocal fuel costing in Q3 and what was it in Q2?
Sorry, I can't hear you very properly. Sorry, but can you speak?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, much better.
I wanted to know what is the per kilocal costing you incurred in Q3 fuel cost?
Yeah, it is 2.1 rupees per GCV.
Okay, per GCV, but if I look at on a net basis, how would that be? This is blended you are talking about?
Yeah, this is blended, yeah.
Okay, so net would be how much different?
Sorry, I didn't get the question really.
On consumption basis, what was the fuel cost on per kilocal basis?
That is 2.1 rupees per GCV.
Okay, and what was this number in Q2?
Q2 was roughly the same, 2.1,
okay. Yeah. Okay, so you are already on the lower side compared to other players in the industry, right?
Yeah.
Most of the other players who have so far declared results would be north of 2.3 and anything between 2.3 to 3 rupees.
Yeah.
And when you said that you are running part of your power plant on bamboo, so what would be the per kilocal costing over there? Per unit electricity cost?
Yeah, so it is about 1.2 rupees per GCV for the bamboo. So
okay.
And the landed cost of power would be of about 4.5 rupees, 4.8 rupees, 4.5
okay.
to 4.8 rupees.
Okay, and this WHR, because for you, the landed electricity cost would be on the higher side. It would be north of 7 or maybe closer to 10 rupees per unit for you?
No, I think the weighted average cost of power would be about 6.5 to 6 rupees.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a normal range only because thinking,
okay,
would you have additional savings?
No.
Okay. Great, sir. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of J. Radhakrishnan from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Sir, I missed the commencement date of WHR. Can you please repeat it?
Yes. So we are planning to commission the WHR by end of this month.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a last question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand, last September we were having a net cash of 746 crore. Now we said around 548. So close to 200 crore net cash has reduced. Capex from 1H to 9 months, 100 crore extra in this quarter we have done. So 100 crore went there. Also, we should have generated cash during the quarter. So why the net cash has declined? So is it the working capital has increased further? Because our EBITDA, even if I exclude the other income also, then also 108 crore. So at least we should be having the same net cash. So does that mean that 200 crore extra went into the working capital?
Yes. So I think 200 crores extra went in the working capital, and of course we were also coming up with other expansion as well, right? So even the WHRS payment has gone from there. So I think it's a function of mainly the working capital and the WHRS.
I just wanted to further understand what extra in terms of the working capital, why it has increased significantly. 200 crore in the quarter is slightly on a higher side.
So I think, there are two main reasons. I think one is that the stock of clinker had increased, you know, and the second one is that, you know, our advance payments for coal is also one reason, right? So there are two main reasons for this.
Okay, do we think that by end of March, will it come back to the normal level of working capital, or will it remain at this level?
No, I think you know, it should definitely reduce from where it is right now, mainly because we'll be able to consume the stock of clinker that we have, and at the same time we should receive the coal that we have already paid for. So I do expect the working capital, number to come down. I don't know if it's going to come down to the level it was before, but it should definitely come down.
Okay. Second, just wanted to clarify in terms of the first is on the premium share. I think last quarter we mentioned that our premium share was 7%, and now we are saying 4.5%. And last quarter we said that we are targeting to increase the premium share to 11% by end of March, by end of this year. And now we are saying 7 to 8%. So can you re-verify this thing?
Yeah, no, completely. So I mean, right now, you know, in terms of sales focus, you know, we are focusing more on pushing the value for our PPC, and in the market that we want to gain a higher market share in, right? So we're not necessarily trying to, you know, only focus on the premium products, right? So I think because of, you know, reshifting the focus is probably the reason why, you know, the numbers have been revised for the premium category.
Okay. Secondly, broadly, last time we said that we definitely this quarter we are good in terms of the EBITDA per ton. So if I exclude the other income, so close to 1200 crore, 1194. EBITDA per ton, and we were looking at 1200 to 1250 to maintain the EBITDA per ton. So depends on the coal, but now as you are saying that likely to decline 10%. So this EBITDA per ton 1200 to 1200 plus is manageable.
Yeah, so I mean this time also we managed to, you know, get around that much. So so I think we should maintain our margins to 1200 to 1250.
Okay, okay. And broadly, sir, how much is the total WHRS? So definitely 12.3 will be adding this month WHRS. So apart from that, how much WHRS capacity we have, and do we have any solar capacity?
No, so we don't have any WHRS capacity besides this. We are of course going to be coming up with the WHRS for the new clinker plant that we are going to set in by next Jan. And we don't have a solar capacity either, because in Northeast it's not really very profitable to have solar.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we have one question from Mr. Chandresh Malpani from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Particularly with respect to Northeast region, any other players coming with new capacities? I believe Dalmia Bharat is coming, and you and any other, sir?
Yeah, so I think, you know, from what I know, Dalmia is, of course, coming up with the capacity. I do not know what the timelines are.
Okay.
You know, and I do not know of any other player which is, you know, coming up with the capacity in Northeast at the moment. So I don't have any, you know, information of any other players doing that.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have a question from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks team for this question. Sir, can you repeat what is the total capex outlay for FY23 and FY24, please?
So I think it is about 1200 to 1300.
No, so can you break it up between 23 and 24, please?
In quarter four, this financial year, we'll be spending about 350 crores, and we'll be doing roughly about 1100 to 1200 crores in next financial year.
Okay. And the rest would come in FY25, or the project would be taken care of with this expenditure till FY24?
No, so the rest of it will be coming in FY25.
Okay, great. So thank you.
Thank you. I now hand over the call to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India for closing comments. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital, we'd like to thank you and of course for the call, and many thanks to the partner for joining the call. Thank you very much, Tushar and Manoj. Thank you for joining the call. All to all the participants. You may now conclude the call.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.